Let's take a look at what some companies are reporting earnings-wise, some other companies that we haven't talked about as of yet. PayPal is one of those companies. The company coming out, overall payments volume up 26% to $310 billion. That, though, was a little bit lower than had been estimated. The company said this year, overall revenue is going to be up 18%. That's lower than its prior forecast. And all of this sort of tepid numbers overshadowing an agreement with Amazon that's going to allow Venmo wallets to be accepted on Amazon starting next year. Those shares saw us down by 7% this morning.
Yeah, the market is not liking really, I say, would say one number. That is the operating margin for PayPal. That was down 103 basis points year over year. The market doesn't like that. It's not something you would normally see from a PayPal here. Hopped onto the earnings call with Dan Schulman late last night, and he is saying that, you know, macroeconomic forces impacted this quarter and likely weighed on their operating margin here. But Julie and Emily, really, that Amazon deal, it could be pretty important for Venmo. Keep in mind, the street has long wanted to see Venmo be profitable, make money, and it could be it that this deal with Amazon now takes it over the hurdle, and Venmo becomes a profitable entity with inside of PayPal here. And I wouldn't be surprised investors go back to this Venmo deal and just stay more upbeat on PayPal than we're seeing here in the early going.
Well, absolutely, Brian. And I think the Venmo Amazon deal is also going to be important because we've been seeing that the eBay shift away from using the PayPal platform has been something weighing on their overall total payments volume for the past couple of quarters now. And I think that was a big factor that contributed to the third quarter total payments volume coming in a bit light compared to consensus as well. Julie, we're noting that number at about $310 billion. And if we take a look at payments volume related to eBay's marketplace specifically, that was down 45% in the third quarter. So hopefully going to see a little bit more of an acceleration here with Amazon. And of course, that deal does kick off at the beginning of next year.
Yeah, so we'll be watching if that ends up giving a lift to PayPal in the longer run, even as those numbers that we talked about weren't necessarily what investors would have hoped for. What are investors hoping for today on the bigger level? Let's take a last look at futures here just a few seconds before the opening bell, setting up maybe for 9 straight days of gains for the S&P 500. We had 8 days, of course, yesterday. There you have the opening bell on this Tuesday morning. And one more potential stat for you, or I should say stat even yesterday, we heard about the 17 of 19 days that you just talked about a minute ago, Saz. Another stat coming to us from our pal Ryan Dietrich. Only one other time in history, he said in a tweet, has the S&P 500 ever been higher 18 out of 20 days? September 1954, if it's higher today, 2021 will be the second time ever 18 of 20 days that the S&P 500 has been higher. So interesting, and it's been sort of this drift up. It has not been, of course, big surges over this period. All right, taking a quick look at one other stock that we are watching this morning, that is Palantir. That company is down this morning. It's down by nearly 4%. Even though a lot of the numbers look pretty decent here, the company beat in terms of the top and bottom line. Fourth quarter revenue will rise, the company says, 30% to $418 million. That's ahead of estimates. The CEO of the company says the infrastructure bill should give it a boost. It says adjusted free cash flow should exceed $400 million this year. That is an increase to its forecast. So what's the problem here? Well, it looks like deceleration in its operating margin may be what is to blame for the decline in the stock. Operating margin is going to shrink in the fourth quarter. Palantir says to 22%, 24% is what analysts had been looking for. So, you know, we'll see what ends up happening with Palantir here, Emily.
Absolutely, Julie. And just running through a couple of other numbers, again, I think you were right on the money here in terms of the street looking at that adjusted operating margin and that potential shrinking in the fourth quarter does seem to be what is weighing on the stock this morning. But one stat that also caught my attention here from the earnings call or earnings release and earnings call here, Palantir adding 150 salespeople this year to its team. That's up from zero in January. So what's interesting is, you know, this is a company that has been relying so heavily heavily on these government contracts, has a number of contracts with the Defense Department, as well as a couple of other government agencies here. And we still saw that in the third quarter with government revenue at $218 million versus commercial revenue at $174 million. But with this expansion of its sales force this year, it does potentially speak to the fact that it will be trying to expand that portion, that commercial portion of the business, trying to strike more deals in the private sector as well here as it continues to grow as a public company. So I think that was one thing that stood out to me as well, Julie, in this report.
Yeah, the share's definitely taking a hit on all of this.